right into your phone calls here. Starting things out, JC is on the line in New Hampshire. JC, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Hello. JC in New Hampshire. Going once. JC in New Hampshire. JC.
Yeah, Libertations from New Hampshire.
We hear you, JC. What's on your mind?
Sorry, guys. The line cut out there.
Here you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to let you know that Free Talk Live is only 39 votes ahead in Podcast Valley.
Okay, well, that means we need votes. I appreciate the heads up on that.
And in addition, I have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project on September 11th. And I've arrived, more than four of my friends have said they want to join the Free State Project, too. So.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations. Is this the first time you've called since you've been in New Hampshire?
Yes, I've been without a phone for about 2 months.
So where'd you end up?
Hampton, on the seacoast.
And how are you enjoying yourself so far?
Wonderful. The economy is good. I was able to get a job. My family's doing great. And,
quick question before you go on. Were you able to get the job before you moved, or did you move and then get the job?
Great question. You know what? I moved, and then I got a job. I saved up some money. I took a leap of faith, and I have a job.
A lot of people are concerned about that. I mean, they're worried that they might not be able to get a job when they get here, and so they're very, very concerned with lining one up in advance. And as far as I'm, you know, if you can get a job in advance, then that's great. But it seems like there are more opportunities that open up to you when you're actually here and you can actually physically hit the streets and look around. Did you try getting one before you came here, or did that?
You know what? I shopped for 2 months straight, really hard, and you know what? There's nothing like actually being here. So once I got here, that's when things actually started falling in place for me, and you just have to be here.
So as long as you've got that buffer, you've got some cash saved up, something that where you can go and rent a place for a few months and still have enough to eat and make sure that you're all right, you've got to have that kind of cash buffer to make sure you're okay. You'll be all right. You'll find a job. You'll get settled in. And I think this is great news. Congratulations on your move to New Hampshire. And
all you need is enough money to put down as a deposit on your apartment and enough money to last you for a month. You're in one of the best states, one of the best economies, and you will find something. Just do it.
And you're also going to find that, the free staters and the liberty activists up here are so welcoming and so helpful. In fact, I would say they're helpful to the point of folly, because sometimes people could walk all over them because they're so helpful. But you can find people who are willing to rent a room out to you for very, very cheap in comparison to trying to get your own place all by yourself. I know that some of the liberty activists are getting together to rent places together, sort of coordinating. So having the roommate factor is certainly helpful, but it probably makes sense to be able to go it alone as far as financially be able to go it alone. And if you can get roommates on top of that, then all the better. It'll just cushion you evermore. So, of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, the activist movement to get as many liberty activists all to move here to New Hampshire and get active in whatever way they feel is right. You can hear the evidence here on this show every single night. People like JC going ahead and pulling up their lives from wherever it is that they were coming from and moving here to New Hampshire. So since you've been here, JC, have you managed to plug into any activism yet?
No, not yet, because, you know, I brought my wife. I needed to show her that I was serious about setting up our life, so I really haven't been able to play just yet, if you know what I mean. But I'm here. You know what? That's the most important thing, to be here.
I agree.
Absolutely. You got to get settled, get a few roots down, and there's a lot to do, man. I mean, as far as when you actually do decide to step into the activism world, it's there is quite a bit of choice out there. And it's my understanding there's actually a lot going on over in the Seacoast region. At some point, maybe tonight, maybe not, there's a guy that I want to get on the show to talk to who lives out your way. He was arrested apparently last weekend for disorderly conduct. And we all know that the disorderly conduct charge is the charge that the cops use when they have nothing to arrest you on.
It's the favorite little catch-all.
Yeah, and they arrested this guy because he was doing outreach in a public place with a permit. He was doing outreach that was intended to alert people to the corruption going on in the Dover, New Hampshire Police Department. And so apparently he'd been doing this for a couple weeks in a row, and this time the police had had about enough. So they sent one of their gangsters out and harassed this guy and then arrested him on disorderly conduct charges. So I've got his number. We're going to try to get him on the show. He said he's not sure how his VoIP line is, so we haven't really tested anything yet, but I'm going to try to call him in the second hour of the program. We'll see if we can get him on to talk about it. So there's lots going on, not just in the realm of politics, of course, but also in civil disobedience. And I don't think this guy was intending to be disobedient. He was just out there doing an outreach table, and he got in trouble. So apparently talking about the cops out that way could get you into conflict with them. So, JC, good to know that you're out there. Friends are coming up as well. I think that's exciting, and I'm glad to hear about it. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Just good to be able to call you guys again. Keep up the good work.
Congratulations, JC. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
The Free State Project is a movement to get 20,000 people signed up to move to New Hampshire. And
nearly 9,000 have signed.
Yeah, we're at nearly 9,000. I think we're at 8,888, or we're darn close to that number.
But it's a movement to get people to move here, whether it's 20,000, 30,000, or
understood,
however many end up moving.
The original stated purpose was to get 20,000 people to sign up to move.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could have gone faster. It could be going faster. And I think that JC understands the way that it's going to get there. By everybody who's a signer right now, if they were to go out and get one more person, boom, you know, we'd be right there. We'd be so close that it wouldn't matter. So JC's got three or four friends that may sign up. Maybe two of them actually will. If everybody could go out and get two that's listening to the sound of my voice.
Solve the problem immediately. And it's, you know, it's not an easy task getting people to uproot their lives and move for liberty. It really isn't. I've been engaging in some conversations over at Bureaucrash Social, and we'll be telling you a little bit more about that here in a bit. But there have been some conversations, some discussions about the Free State Project, and been asking what people's objections are. And one of the most common ones that just keeps coming up over and over again, besides the "it's cold" excuse, is, and the "it's cold" excuse doesn't fly with me. I'm a Florida native, all right? So don't give me the "it's cold" thing. If you've got a medical condition that reacts negatively to the cold, I would understand that. But just saying "it's cold," not good enough. But there's that one, and then there's the excuse of, well, I just think it makes more sense to fight for liberty where I am. And you know what? Let us know how that's going for you. How's that going for you, fighting for liberty where you are?
I think that the reason that we're, you know, I mean, if you sound a little pompous about it, it's because you fought for liberty where you were, and it didn't go well. You can get out there and do all the outreach you want, but libertarians appear to be far too, spread far too thin in order to fight the advancement of government. And the purpose of the Free State Project is to concentrate them and to see how that goes.
It seems like a no-brainer. It seems like this is obvious that this is the next logical step for this movement to take. I mean, the liberty movement has matured to the point where we have all kinds of books and publications and networks, and the movement's fairly large, but it's spread thin. And if you've been active in it long enough, you should come to this conclusion that, seems like we're spinning our wheels a little bit here. We're very, very intelligent. We know what we're doing. We've got the moral position. It's correct. It's logical. And people get it when they're exposed to it appropriately, consistently. They get it. But there's that consistency factor that is hurting because there's just not as much concentration in any given area. We're changing that in New Hampshire, and I want to invite more people to get involved. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe Kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That, again, is shrine.freetalklive.com. And we were talking about the Free State Project a few moments ago, as usual, because, well, we're participants in the Free State Project.
We find it very, you know, I think it's the only hope for liberty that America's got.
I believe it's the best hope. Maybe there's another hope out there. I don't know what it is, but I believe the Free State Project is the best chance for liberty in our lifetime.
I'm interested in anything anyone might have to say about liberty starting elsewhere and what's going on with that. But
I like the liberty ship idea where everybody goes on a big ship and has freedom, but that's not really a reality yet. So let's talk about that when the time comes. But yeah, we're always talking about the Free State Project because, well, we're participants, we're early movers. We moved to New Hampshire like JC. We just talked to a few moments ago. He's uprooted his life and has come here, as did we back in 2006. And we're here now, and I'm so glad that I did. It's been fantastic so far. And one of the biggest benefits to being involved in the Free State Project, to moving to New Hampshire for more liberty and getting active here, is that you're surrounded by like-minded people. You can associate with as many liberty-minded people as you want to, or as few as you want to. There are so many of them here. It's just incredible. And to get an idea for what it is I'm talking about, you can come up here and experience the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, where hundreds of those activists, most of whom have already made the move, a number of whom are considering making the move, some of them who maybe just came across the idea for the first time, are all going to be gathering together in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, for an entire weekend. It's from March 5th.
Hundreds.
Yes, from March 5th through the 8th. What was last year, like over 500 people turned out, I think?
I couldn't tell you.
There was a lot. And so March 5th through the 8th, all the details are at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You'll get to see the entire list of speakers that they have. There's a bunch of people, big liberty-oriented luminaries like Mary Ruart, David Nolan, Glenn Jacobs, Anthony Gregory, Will Buchanan, so many people that if you're plugged into the liberty movement, you've heard some of these names before, and you may have not ever had a chance to meet these people. This is a great opportunity to do that. It's a great opportunity to network with hundreds of like-minded people. It's an opportunity to come up and see New Hampshire when it's at its coldest. So have a good time libating, socializing, networking, just meeting some really interesting people. A lot of the people you hear calling this show are going to be at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. A lot of those personalities that you've gotten used to listening to over the years on this program, you'll get to meet in person. So it's just a lot of fun. We're going to be broadcasting live the entire time from the palatial studios that they have there.
It's very nice.
At the Crown Plaza. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing many of you again, and many of you perhaps for the first time. So head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get signed up. And use our discount code to save 10%, 2009 FTL, that's 2009 FTL, to save 10%. But do it sooner rather than later, because the early bird discount is going to go away at some point this month. I believe it's scheduled to go away on the 20th, but I have not double confirmed that. So sooner rather than later, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to your phone calls, Ken is on the line in Colorado. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just wondering what you're going to do next about the racial slurs all over the Free Talk Live BBS, because when someone's doing what he can to discourage it, labeling them a head for it.
Oh, you can't say that on the air? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Can't tolerate that, unfortunately. Still have rules to follow.
I broke them last night.
Well, you did break them last night. And
I went off the air for the remainder of the show.
You were a naughty boy. But what he's referring to is there's, I guess, ongoing controversy on the Free Talk Live BBS, and it has to do with certain people breaking certain rules, and then there's this user category that we have that is an S-head category for people that have been breaking the rules, sort of like a little timeout zone, basically, where they still have the ability to continue to post, but in a very restricted manner on the Free Talk Live BBS. And so that particular caller is upset because he had been given that particular category due to him threatening some of the other users.
Yeah, I mean, you know, only a few rules on the BBS, and you know, basically we don't tolerate racial slurs except in this one particular area called the Rubber Room for Trolls. And so if you want to talk that kind of smack, you can go in there, and anybody who goes in there who knows what you're going to find in there. It's not going to be nice. However, the hard fast rules for the whole BBS is no physical, no threats of physical violence.
There was no physical violent threat, but there was what sounded pretty threatening, and so I elected to go ahead and give him the S-head category as a result of that. And, you know, if he cools down and everything chills out, then I'll remove that. So I guess he's upset enough to call into the show. I can tell you, the more that you complain about it, the less likely I am to do anything as far as changing.
Well,
that's all.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But however, the BBS, it's wild and free there. Kids, play in your sandbox. Have a good time. Don't expect us to intervene too much.
Very, very minimal intervention goes on at the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's go to the email box. Mark, you've got something to talk about here, right?
I do. I have got an email for somebody asking about personal problems. It says from Mud. Hello, Mark. I got a personal problem that's really getting to me. I generally never ask anyone's opinion about anything.
Ours is as good as anyone else's.
Yeah, but that's about as good as it is. And I hate having to ask for advice. You see, I'm a 26-year-old male who's only had two girlfriends in my life.
Okay.
You can appreciate that, right?
I can.
My first girlfriend shouldn't even count because when I was dating her, she had a boyfriend in rehab the whole time we went out.
Oh, dear.
As soon as he got out of the forced rehabilitation camp, she left me. Now I'm dating the girl of my dreams.
Nice.
A self-proclaimed libertarian lady in Atlanta.
Hey, all right.
A very rare disease indeed. Actually, it's a dream come true. The problem is that she had a traumatic childhood. Her father is in prison for drugs, nonviolent. Her stepfather, much worse, used to beat her and her mother.
Oh, my.
He's now in the loony bin. And every boyfriend she's ever had has treated her like garbage, likely because she's somehow sought out.
For whatever reason,
it just seems to happen that way.
Yeah, people that are abused continue to kind of seek that same level of abuse throughout their lives.
Even if they're not seeking it, that's what they end up with. And, I mean, I have to say that
I don't know. There's something going on at a level that they may not be consciously seeking it, like, I want to get slapped around, but they end up in that position.
So she now considers every boy a threat. I really love this girl.
Including him?
Well, I don't know. She probably, to some extent, that's really the point.
Okay.
I really love this girl, and she says she loves me, but she's afraid of being hurt again. She decided she wants to take our relationship back to the just dating level. This really hurts me because I want to progress the relationship. Any advice you can provide would be great. Thanks, Mud. You got advice?
I'm sorry, I was spaced out on the last sentence. He wants help with what?
She wants to take the relationship back to the just dating level, and he wants to progress it. And obviously you're going to do whatever the one party wants. I mean, you know, you can only progress a relationship if two people are interested in.
So let's come back and discuss here in moments and take your calls as well. If you've got any advice for our anonymous emailer in Atlanta with the girlfriend issues, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152. 5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels. Something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray. The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the bulletin board system, as we mentioned before. Lots of controversy from time to time over there, but sometimes it's fun, and there are different things being discussed. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com, join the conversation there. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, Normal Internet Technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. So, Mark, you had an email come in from a listener having a bit of a personal issue.
That's correct.
Apparently, his girlfriend, who is an avowed libertarian, which is a rarity, she's apparently a really great girl, but she seems to be backing away from the relationship because she feels threatened by men. Is that right?
Well, he doesn't. Fortunately, he doesn't go and ascribe what. She just says that she considers boys a threat. And that's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves him, but she's afraid of being hurt again. So she decided to take the relationship back to the just dating level.
She was abused apparently as a kid by the stepdad, and
of course found other guys later on to abuse her.
More abusive guys. And how long? I did not ascertain how long they had been together.
That has not been answered.
It's not.
No. It can't be too long because they're dating.
Right, but apparently she's moving it back to the realm of dating, right?
Right.
Like she wants. So they did some. Are they moved in together, and now she wants to move out?
There's no.
We're not
no
really
information
sure
about that.
Okay, we're going on very limited info here, but he's asking what should be done, what his reaction should be to her wanting to kind of cool things down a little bit.
He says, "I really love this girl. She says she loves me. She's afraid of being hurt again. She decided she wants to take our relationship back to the just dating level. This really hurts me because I want to progress the relationship. Any advice you could provide would be great."
What would you do, Mark? You've had a lot of girlfriends.
Which I don't know whether that's necessarily of much value. But first off, you know, unfortunately, it sounds like she's damaged goods to some extent.
Mm.
And I'm not trying to be mean here, only trying to give advice. My advice is run away.
Really?
Yeah, run away quickly. You know, but he's not going to follow my advice. I understand. I didn't follow my advice.
He says she's
advice.
A dream girl.
Yeah, well, you know, No, she's not. If she was, she'd be wanting
she'd be
to progress.
Yeah.
Right, she'd be wanting to progress in this relationship. If she was a dream girl, she wouldn't be worried about these. You know.
So you're saying don't even give her the chance to cool down and maybe get more interested.
My advice is to run away. However, he's had two girlfriends in the past, as revealed earlier in the letter. He's probably values.
I thought this was number two.
This is
okay.
You're right. This is the second girlfriend ever. He values the companionship, as it were.
Yeah.
Very highly, I'm sure. He's not going to heed my advice on this one. That's the advice. That's the highest and best advice. The secondary advice to that is, look, I know you're not going to run away as quickly as you can. You're going to stick with it and try, and that's fine. Secure your wealth as much as you can. Don't go spending a whole bunch of money in the pursuit.
Don't buy a diamond.
Right, things like that. Don't spend a bunch of money on this relationship, because I think, unfortunately, she's going to have to work through her issues. And part of the way that she's going to work through her issues is, hitting bottom. One of the ways she's going to hit bottom is by losing good guys.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her road to go on, and I don't know whether that's, in the long run going to intersect with you or not. But my advice is she's kind of damaged goods, and I know that it hasn't been easy up to this point to get a girlfriend. I'm not saying it will be easy. I'm not taking you getting a girlfriend into the future into account on this advice. It's just that, that's the advice. Run away. However, I know you won't, so, keep your savings, Don't go spending a bunch of money on this. And, I would like to reveal a story that sort of happened with me one time.
Okay, well, hang on. Before you do that, okay. Let me just throw my thoughts out here. I would suggest, and I love getting these phone calls instead of emails, because sometimes the emails, they just don't have the details that we really need to dig into this. I can't ask questions for clarification to really kind of understand what's going on.
You do love to clarify.
Well, I like to understand what's happening. But based on the information that I've gotten, I wonder if he has laid out to her how he feels and has, maybe taken the position of, all right, that's fine, we can do what you want, but I just want to let you know how I feel and the direction that I want to go, and I'm wondering what's it going to take to get to the point where I am looking to be. I mean, are you wanting to spend a certain amount of time apart? Are you wanting to have some space? Find out exactly what it is that she wants. Make it clear that you're willing to play ball and to give that to her, but also making her aware of what your intentions are for the future and asking what the parameters are for her. What's it going to take to get back to the point where we are today? Or what's it going to take to move ahead with this, being closer and having more of a relationship?
And I'm not saying it's never worked before, but I would say that I want to take it just back to dating is kind of one of those buzzwords for I'm interested in somebody else.
Sounds like that might be possible.
Right. I'm just saying might. I'm not saying is.
If you're dating, you're not necessarily in a relationship, right?
Right. Usually if they want to take it from, committed to uncommitted, there's a reason. That's just that's a sometimes kind of situation.
Your story.
Okay, so this is how to play mind games in the realm of dating and be somewhat successful. I had a girl that I was dating and later became my fiance, if anybody wants to track who this might have been, who, relatively early on in the relationship, decided that she didn't want to date me anymore because her reason was actually that I was pompous, but that comes later in the story. And she's right. I am arrogant. No problem. The fact is, she had said something to the effect of, I asked her on a date. Like, she was being a little wishy-washy. So I said, I asked her on a date specifically and didn't want to, sort of find out where things are going. She said, well, there's something I want to talk to you about first, which, I mean, she didn't say yes to a date, so she wants to talk to me. What does that sound like to you?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like breakup time. So I never called her. I didn't, I didn't set an appointment to talk to her. I didn't call her. I just stopped communicating with her. Well, then she wants, so she calls me up like a week later, and she wants to talk. She wants to, she wants her chance to break up with me face to face. And I'm like, well, what's the point? You wanted to break up with me. And she's like, well, yeah, but, and I'm like, well, what do I need to go have that conversation for? What's the point of having the conversation? So, long story short, essentially when she had, she didn't have the option of breaking up with me any longer, she sort of pursued me. And, well, there you go. It's called the takeaway close in sales. oh, you don't think you want this? Well, you couldn't have it anyway.
Didn't really need your business anyway.
See you later. So, that sales proposal I was giving you, I guess, you know, everything's a limited time offer, right? Can't really give that to you now. Sorry. So then it, you know, sort of creates in that person, but I wanted that.
Yeah. They feel like they're losing something, sense of loss, sense of urgency.
Am I recommending this? I don't know. It didn't go well for me. by well, I mean I did not end up marrying that girl, and you know we didn't spend a life together, and you know to some extent I have negative feelings
Isn't
about
she
the
a
relationship
lesbian now or something.
Yeah, she's moved on.
All right, so there you go. There's a few different options, and of course, if anybody wants to call in and give an answer for this young gentleman as far as what they might do in his situation, certainly welcome to do so at 1-800-259-9231. We continue and talk to Dave, listening to WAIS in Athens, Ohio. Hello, Dave.
Hi, I went to a meeting today.
Okay.
What kind of meeting?
I'm wondering to correct you on something. The New Hampshire economy is in recovery right now.
It's in recovery from what?
Yeah. From a recession.
Oh, well, the only thing we've heard is the MSNBC story that said that New Hampshire is, you know, has several of the cities in it that are considered recession-proof, if there is such a thing.
In Ohio, we're in a recession.
Yes. Okay.
We projected volume the next 2 years will be a $7.3 billion deficit.
That doesn't sound good. They're going to be probably begging the federal government for a bailout. I think
they are.
48 of the states are begging for a bailout, so look forward to that coming soon. And, of course, that doesn't mean they're going to have another deficit the next year. They probably will, and it'll probably be even bigger. Thanks for the call tonight,
Great.
Dude. And more on the way. Your show. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can vote for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. We need your votes every single month, but only once per month. In the Podcast Alley Top 10 Voting Contest. Typically, we do end up the month in first place, and we are in first place at the moment. However, our lead is tenuous. We've only got about, as I think JC suggested earlier this hour,
30-something.
39-ish votes ahead at the moment. And we need to solidify our lead, so we need you, if you've yet to vote in this month of December, to please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Again, that's vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and it makes a big difference for us because being number one means more new people will find the show, discover the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you and you want to help us out, go to vote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls and talk to David in New York. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I would like to rehash the fiat money debate by reading an article out of the Chicago Tribune.
Okay. Well, you can read a part of the article. I'm not sure how long
it's
this thing is.
It's not too long.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Residents from Milwaukee neighborhoods of River West and East Side are scheduled to meet Wednesday to discuss printing their own money. The idea is that local cash could be used at neighborhood stores and businesses, thus encouraging local spending. The result, supporters hope, would be bustling local economy, even as the rest of the nation deals with a recession. In quotes, "You have all the people who have local currency, and they're going to spend it at local stores," said Sura something-something, a community organizer who is helping spearhead the plan. "They can't spend it at Walmart or the Home Depot, but they can spend it at their local hardware store," excuse me, "or their local grocery store. Incentives could be to entice consumers into using the new money. For example, perhaps they could trade $100 US for $110 in local currency, essentially netting them a 10% discount at participating stores."
Makes sense.
It's not a new concept. Experts estimate that there are at least 2,000 local currencies all over the world, but it is a practice that tends to burgeon during economic downturns. During the Great Depression, scores of communities relied on their own currencies, and it's completely legal.
So it's not going to be backed by anything. It's just they're going to be printing their own paper money, right?
Well, by the way, I'm reading the article. I guess you would trade Federal Reserve notes for the local money, and they'd give you 10% incentive to do it.
Right.
And that the whole idea is that the money would stay local. So it's kind of confusing as to the details of how they would, you know, how these businesses would be able to replenish their stock if they're not taking in Federal Reserve notes. But it's just another thing to show where I'm coming from with the fiat money currency.
Well, likely they're going to do something like there'll be some central organization that takes these back, then gives the businesses some Federal Reserve notes, probably at a discount there too, and they get them coming and going on this particular one. I am kind of curious as to what a local grocery store is. They use the terminology local grocery store. If they're talking about a grocery store, then they could be talking about anything, including there's one here called Hannaford's, which is called
That's not local.
Sweet Bay.
You know what might work? What might work, though, is if these local businesses can pay their local taxes with this currency. That might work. And they could keep all the fiat Federal Reserve notes that come in for replenishing their stock.
This isn't the government, though, that's planning this, though, is it?
No, it's the local community leaders. So it could be the government. I don't know.
Well, they might be able to pay their employees in them somewhat, and therefore the employees could get a discount on them, and that kind of thing. Basically, what these are is discounted Federal Reserve notes in the sense that they're based on the dollar and all that stuff. But what I'm curious of is that what is a local grocery store? And obviously, you don't know the answer to this. But
no.
What I'm talking about here is they oftentimes will take what is a multinational corporation or a national or a regional corporation in the form of a grocery store and call it local when it's not any more local than Walmart, which they specifically pointed out was not a local store.
Well, here in Rochester, New York, we have a local grocery store called Wegmans, and it's been around for 50-plus years, so I'm sure that's not true across the board. When I lived in Bradenton, Florida, I mean, there was nothing local there, so.
Yeah, I don't really remember anything there either. You could call Winn-Dixie's probably about as local as it gets. It's a regional
chain.
So is Publix, another regional chain.
So, how do you define local? Is it only what's within a certain
and that's sort of a side
small
track.
Area?
But I understand what you're saying about other fiat currencies. I get that. I just that, that fiat currency is based on the Federal Reserve note, which is, in this particular instance, it's not a particularly good example of what you've talked about in the past, which is an independent fiat currency. But
I elaborated more on the BBS. I encapsulated this article in another article on the BBS. So if anybody's interested, they can check that out.
Check that out. David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you bringing that up. It's something to keep an eye on to see how successful they are with this.
Decentralized fiat currencies, I think, are better than a centralized fiat currency. I'm absolutely with them on that. I do, however, think that fiat currencies have some intrinsic flaws in them. I disagree with his point that if banks, banks lend gold on interest, that banks will always end up with all the money, simply because what banks are doing when you deposit gold, if we're talking about that, or silver or whatever kind of precious metal or whatever currency the world is taking, in the absence of a fiat currency, they're just, they're holding your money for you. They're providing a service that they get paid for. So they would be no more likely to get all the gold than any other company that provided a service.
We continue here. Well, if somebody's in that particular area that's going to be introducing that fiat currency and they want to keep us informed as to how that actually goes, as to whether or not it's success, do people accept it, are people using it, is it working out? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. So 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Don, who's listening in New York. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hey, Don, what's on your mind tonight?
Two things. The other day, two episodes ago, you guys were talking about the court systems and how it might evolve in the free market.
Yes.
And have answered about a few different options. One thing you didn't throw out there, which I was kind of surprised about, I have heard you guys mention before that our court system used to be a public court, correct? Or a private court, excuse me.
I don't know about that. What does that mean,
a private court? Meaning that it wasn't the state, you didn't have the state judge. It was truly a private court. The state didn't control everything from the prosecutor to the defense to the judge. Is that true or not?
I've never heard such a thing. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. I
thought you guys had mentioned before that we've kind of evolved from a private legal court system to
I don't believe that to be the case. I don't.
Okay.
I'd never. If I've suggested that, it was an accident because I've never.
Well, why don't we consider making the court itself, and as opposed to the prisons? And the prison themselves, both of them being private. Now, when someone is only when someone is harmed physically or property, can a true crime be committed?
Yes, but would your proposal be that the court be private but still a monopoly, or would there be an opening to competition in the marketplace?
there would be an it would be in the marketplace. In other words, the marketplace, you know, it would be in the marketplace.
Okay, well then we're talking about market justice. You're talking about them though working underneath some sort of governmental apparatus like these.
No, I'm talking about, let's say, in any given state. Let's say at this point we've gotten rid of the federal government, and the only thing that really exists anymore are localized governments and or state governments. Within that given place, the people would choose to elect judges. Only through you know, general election could judges be appointed. The same might apply with the attorneys and whatnot. So that people who are in that local area feel like you've got fair representation throughout the court system.
So you're talking about some sort of private system where people are electing judges?
Where people would elect the judges, appoint the attorneys and whatnot as well, would have to go through an approval process of the people in whatever state, city,
region. Sounds like a mixed system. I mean, I don't know. It might have better luck than what we currently have today, but it still sounds like a mixed governmental system because you're still reverting to the democratic process as opposed to the marketplace.
I consider tribal justice would be the most ideal. Don't you see real-world examples where these small tribal areas, the tribal elders get together and decide what the punishment is, and the person who was harmed is always restored in that instance.
I like the market vision that they proclaim in the Market for Liberty, where essentially you would just have market providers of arbitration, and then the people that were to be going to those arbitrators would select the arbitrators based on a variety of factors, who's the most efficient or most reasonable, and that sort of thing. Whereas when you're dealing with public elections, you know, then it's still the deck is stacked. It's still majority rule, as opposed to the marketplace where each client can essentially get the best pick for their money. And that's my basic answer in a short period of time. And I thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. That said, his system might be better than what we currently have. I mean, I guess I'd rather see an elected judge than an appointed judge. They seem to be a little bit more responsible.
A lot of judges are elected.
More on the way. You take control. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Drinking.